Good. So tell me what you think about what we're doing on the website right now.
All right.
The newer version.
I don't know.
Well,
it looks good.
It's more organized.
More organized. But I was thinking, look.
And it helps out.
You saw these? These were ashars.
You have a lot of them. Wow. Let me take a look.
You know, you put
could I use? Could I or should I?
I don't have all of them. I have some of them.
All right. Joey has a lot. If this is the case, I don't know. I should get a copy machine, no? Did you go to all these bar mitzvahs, or you just...
No,
how'd they distribute these?
My father had these. I got them from him.
So he went to them?
He learned all these songs. His father was unbelievable.
So every bar mitzvah they gave out...
They gave out these sheets.
They gave out the sheets. They were almost like every bar mitzvah was like the same, you're saying, right? With these sheets.
Ashar was the one that
distributed.
But he really went... I mean, he really went out of his way to make a nice presentation, you know?
Yeah.
Well, here's a song here.
Is it all in the Red Book?
I don't think anybody knows this one. Beati Mozika.
Would it be possible if I came tomorrow morning and made a photocopy of these? There's no reason why it shouldn't be on the website. You know, because this is...
You can have them. I can give them. Give them back to me.
Tomorrow morning. Okay, so I'll borrow them tonight.
I don't have anything to...
What do you mean?
I don't have a copying machine.
Yeah, so I'll go to Staples or something, and I'll make a photocopy, and then I'll do... That's when I do this.
Back,
yeah, so that's... And then I've noticed here there's some stuff on the back of the pages. Some.
Like this one over
and look,
here,
there's,
I think we have the,
there's actually some dates over here. You know, 1934. There's a couple of dates.
Now here's a song here. There's a couple of songs that were Mozika music, you know?
That means you can't figure it out.
But if you look over there, I want to show you something.
Oh, you actually got light over here.
My car just came back a few hours ago from Florida.
It drove over?
If I had somebody driving up.
Good.
There's a couple of songs. This one here is Bayek, right?
Right. What are you saying?
The it?
A couple of songs are longer here than the book, maybe?
It's not, no.
Or it's not here. Not cut off.
Here it's 294. I don't think we have. You think anybody knows this? I don't think anybody knows this.
Maybe they could get the Arabic. Should I go check or no?
Not all it says is Mozika.
Yeah. And then over here, it says, which music?
No, this is not it.
Your back's up.
This is it. It has the number of the record. So maybe...
How do you figure that out?
Maybe Joey Mosseri can find out. But I have two of them, I think.
Yeah. So there you go. You got another song if you could figure that out. Yeah, right here is one.
Yeah,
right?
This one was written for Saya Asher.
Who?
Saya, his son.
Oh.
Saya, his name was Saya.
Not Steve or something?
No, Saya Asher.
Saya. All right, so this is interesting.
And this is the Nahuan.
We know this one.
Yeah. And when I started taking music lessons, I got the whole...
Did he give this to you all at once, or you collect it from bar mitzvah to bar mitzvah?
No. He gave it to me.
All all at once?
I don't remember. I tell you the truth, I don't remember when he gave it to me. Look at this. This is when I started taking lessons. I started taking wood lessons.
These are nice. And you know how on the website we have manuscripts?
You might be able to get all the songs that he did.
Maybe.
From his grandson.
No, they don't know anything.
They don't know. They have all the records.
Do they? Joey has probably.
I'll show you why. I'll tell you why I'll say that. He taught me, he passed away in 1941. 1939, I was bar mitzvah. And he wrote a speech for me.
No. Oh.
He had passed away in 1941. In 1942, my brother was bar mitzvah, almost the same date of the month.
Right.
And same perashah.
So he used your speech?
So he used my speech. It was gone. I don't know what happened to it. I never got it back.
You don't have your speech?
I don't have it.
You don't remember what you said? No, right?
So I remember how it started, you know, and yeah. the whole...
And it was a video cam.
So you're right. So I had asked Morris Asher.
We all know Morris.
I'd like to get a copy of the speech. He said, I don't have it. He said, but why don't you get in touch with so-and-so? So I called him up, and I don't remember who was the one. He came over to me, gave me the copy, a copy of the speech, the whole thing, you know? So they have. They have all his records.
It's not Morris. It's somebody else.
It's somebody else.
And the only person that I know in the family is Morris. Right? Because he's the most vocal. Do you know anybody else in that family? He's the most the vocal one. From Shul and whatever.
This is Al Begg's book.
Yeah. I never saw the book before. Is it any good? Is it...
There's a few songs in it that we use. There's just about four songs in it that we use. Others we don't even use.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not going to take the book, but...
No, the book you don't need.
Very good. So if we go over our list, I don't think we'll find any new songs that that you didn't nail already in the last 10 years, right?
What I would like to do is to take some of the songs and redo them, you know, because many people come over to me and says, you know, Cappy, you're the only one that I can learn from because you say it pretty clear and you're with the notes and with the...
Right.
The other people, Medjed is hard, your grandpa is hard because he doesn't have the rhythm, he doesn't have the beat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was very, very knowledgeable and he knew Makamat, and he knew had a beautiful voice, you know. But it's hard to pick up, and it's hard to pick up from Nietzsche. It's not easy.
No, it's hard.
You know.
So
maybe
I don't know which song. I don't know which songs you think you didn't do well enough. Let's say you already did a recording for me. Do you want to redo some of the recordings, or just songs that
new songs that you don't have? But some of them, you know, I went into some of them, and some of them, like I spoke to you about, it says one song and another song comes out.
Yeah, once in a while we didn't nail it the right way.
Yeah, so there's always improvements, but right. it's a fantastic work. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and it's 50% you, 50% the grandfather.
You should have a different website.
Right.
For the Blue Book.
A different website for the Blue Book. We only have one site, so...
No, you have another site.
We all have it.
It's moneyin.org, too.
The Blue Book... You know, let me tell you something. That Mustachi crowd helped me with a lot of finding some of these songs here, right? So, it's not that I want to be nice and include their songs, but somebody gave me all their recordings. And I figure if I have it anyway, I should sort of use it if I have it.
Yeah, but
it's a little bit too many materials.
You can put it into another
The section?
Form a section.
Could I make another section maybe? And just label it Blue Book songs?
Yeah.
That could be done. Why? Because we don't want to separate.
No, because you're not going to have a lot of those songs in the Red Book. So so for a person to have knowledge of the Blue Book, you know?
It's worth it. What I was thinking is, I'm going to make three sections. We have Red Book is the major section, right? Blue Book is modern stuff. Okay, Blue Book. We also have manuscripts of things that didn't make it into the Red Book. Remember we showed you those handwritten manuscripts from Tanawi, Tabush, from Alberto Atia's great-great-great-grandfather, Atia. So I was thinking maybe we have three different categories. Old manuscripts.
Because there are songs.
Yeah.
That we took out originally, that your grandfather took out.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. So the old manuscripts are handwritten, and we don't have the tunes for them. So on the website, what I want to do is I want to just have a picture of those songs, just so people, if they want to read the songs, they could read them. And then Red Book will have recordings and manuscripts, right? And then Blue Book, it'll be there if anyone wants to enjoy Arabic music. It's really, the Blue Book is mainly Arabic music of the 80s and 90s and 70s. It's, most of the recordings are not Hebrew. It's the newest Arabic stuff that's floating around the Middle East today. That's why these Syrians here know those songs.
Yeah.
Because they know the songs of the 70s and 80s and the 60s.
That was their culture.
And it was their culture, right. So it's three different categories. Obviously, the website's going to be based on the Red Book. That's going to be the major category of it. But preserving this stuff.
The songs that were written in the last 30 years.
Not.
By Alex Cohen, by Nahari, by Nadav, okay. Even though Nadav uses a lot of. But there was nobody that wrote like Etta Bush.
No.
Because Etta Bush, I know my,
different
my
level,
cousin,
Hashan
Abraham Zafrani. He used to show me different things about the Pizmonim, what made Tabush write these things. He was not only a rabbi, but he had that skill, you know,
of
using parts from different parts of the Torah and the different
Pesukim.
Pesukim, you know, he was brilliant. The guy was brilliant. And being blind, you know, it's really. Would you think that he was a savant?
Was he up there? That's the way, from what I hear, he was a prodigy, you know. That's how people told me that when he was blind, they used to walk with him. And he'd make up a song, 1, 2, 3. Within hearing a melody, song was done. Very fast. Very quickly. So, do you want me to list certain songs? That you could just. Do you have a recorder anymore or no?
I have a recorder.
You have your own recorder? Because I'm not going to be here from day to day. Next time I'll be here is probably June.
You're going to be finished soon?
No, not yet. It's maybe another year.
Well, at least a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's taking me a long time. It's not going straight past. It's a squiggly test to get to the goal, you know?
Did you find this school is better for you?
Yeah. This school is more, it's a nicer atmosphere, nicer school. The people are, I think, a lot nicer. And I'm getting more private attention, I think, you know, in a good way. So we'll see what happens. I hope it works out.
Are there any new things coming out?
With what? In Bendisher? Stuff comes out, and little by little, we get access to them. And my school is very cutting edge. It's very, they give it to the students pretty fast, you know. So I'll end up a more futuristic person, you know, in the dentist's world.
What about these guys that come out saying that they can put implants in one day?
The whole thing?
Yeah. They can put your whole
thing. The whole thing.
In one sitting.
You know, first of all, it used to take 8 months. And I know they're always reducing it. I think it's possible to do it in one day, but the failure rate isn't going to be, the failure rate's going to be higher with that one than with the other one, because you need the bones to heal, to accept the implant. You can't just put something in and then right away. But I did hear that there are some that do it 1, 2, 3, one day. Maybe it's not attaching to the teeth yet. Maybe it's not attached to the upper teeth. Maybe it doesn't bite all the way the first day. It's not in biting mode. But it's possible. They sketch you sometimes, but, you know, they, and it's very expensive. It's the most expensive thing if you're not careful with that stuff.
And it's getting more and more expensive. Dentistry, it's ridiculous. It used to cost $100, $200 to get a root canal. Now, now $1,200, and then you got to go back to your dentist. Got to cost at least $1,500, $1,800.
So it pays off to keep what you have as long as you can, right?
Well,
it pays to work harder, I guess.
My teeth, I have my teeth, but they're all caps.
All of them?
Well, except two. These two.
Right.
The only two that are not caps.
But they're caps. Are they healthy still?
They're still healthy.
So it's really your teeth. At the end of the day, it's caps, but it's your real teeth.
Yeah. My real teeth are underneath it.
Your real teeth are underneath it, and they're not doing anything wrong. They're not. They're still healthy enough.
Yeah. Well, I guess eventually, you know, the older you get, the more difficult it is to keep them.
Do they fall out at all or no?
No.
They don't fall out. They don't get loose.
Not the caps, though.
The teeth itself could still get loose after.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the teeth itself is still the same tooth that you were born with. It's not the... If your bone isn't taken care of by cleaning, it could still fall out of the bridges yet or no? Three-unit bridges or it's all separate?
I have the two offices, one, two... And here I have two with a removable person.
Okay.
But it's very comfortable the way I have it. I can enjoy my food.
On Monday, Auntie Lily was telling me about all this stuff. She goes to Towel. Do you go to Towel also?
No.
No, she goes to her nephew, Towel. I'm sure you know who that is. David Towel, maybe?
My nephew.
And she's always going, and he charges her a lot. And
yeah. Let's see. Looking at a place on Sixty Fifth Street, but I saw him on King's Highway, I think. Right? King's Highway, I think. Yeah.
King's Highway 65th. Isn't that where he?
West.
Is that where he always was?
No, he was on 65th Street.
Oh.
So he needs a bigger place for us, him and his son are together.
Yeah. I know that area. That's right, on the other side of McDonald Avenue. Okay, I don't know. All right, so let's see. So maybe you should just prepare. Do you have your recorder with you? If you want to remember which songs you want to...
You can go through some of them. I could say like 12 songs and try to record them.
Right, it'll be stuff that you judge isn't so satisfactory on the website.
Yeah.
Now, I asked the forum what they want to have you record if I come here for a session. They didn't really have much to say. They said, I want him to record the Haggadah of Pesach. And I said, we already have that from Gabriel Strem.
Yeah.
And what would you be able to contribute if you recorded it?
No.
It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of...
Gabe's very good.
And it's pretty good. Yeah.
In fact, I think he gave me a copy. I gave it to someone that wanted to learn.
Yeah. And that's the unreasonable. Sure. It's an unreasonable request to do that.
Is it English candid or cachet? I might gotta find out. I have so many of them. I want
to find out. These here? Nips. Yeah, I love nips. And then here, Tabush, Simon Tabush, said he wanted you to record Mishnah. Do you know how to do Mishnah other than Bamei Mavlikin?
The way we used to say it?
Yeah. Other than Bamei Mavlikin?
No, but there are other people that know that.
Is it unique enough to have a recording of it? When you were learning it in school?
I remember the old timers used to read it that way. I never learned it.
When do we even read Mishnah, other than Friday night? When is the time to even read Mishnah in a shul?
People study Mishnah, you ought
to. And they used to read it like that.
I can find out for you who knows it very well.
Who would that be? Who is in the same league as that?
There are people that know it. But you know what I find, David? They were discussing it on the forum, that there's less and less people that are interested in this. Not learning it, but even listening to it.
There's a lot of that, yeah. There's some diehard people who love to listen to it.
Yeah, but let's say minority, not the majority. Yeah, they have a problem in bed today.
There's a group. What's it like in there?
They don't like Yehoshua Tzion.
Right.
Because, you know, he's like the average Israeli. He wants to get up there and he wants to perform. And he's being paid. He's not being paid $30,000. He's paying
$100,000,
maybe more.
Right.
So what do you want him to pray? Like Joe Schmo, that's going to finish praying in 20 minutes?
So.
I mean, you want to enjoy him.
Because you're paying him. Same thing with Nahari.
So he tells me, he says, you know, I don't understand them. He says, if they want somebody to pray fast, why do they need me for?
Who decided to even hire him like that and make pay somebody that much money? How rich is that congregation that they could pay somebody that much money for that role? No, Michael Kelsion. Are we that rich of a kehilah that we could afford to pay such a big price?
He's there 20 years.
He's there, so it's been since the 90s.
Yeah, 20 years. I don't realize how time flies.
Yeah. Where?
I was at the Hassan down in Florida.
Who is that now?
He's the same guy we had.
Adar?
Penn. No, Adar, no. Penn. He's amazing. This kid. Not a kid anymore. When I hired him, he was about 23. Now he's around 28, maybe. Say about 5 years. He knows all the Arabic songs from beginning to end. He doesn't know a word of Arabic, what they mean.
No.
But he knows how to sing the songs perfect from beginning
to end. What, is he Israeli or?
He's Israeli.
How did he find us?
I found him.
You found him from where?
He came here. He prayed in the, when we were looking for a Hassan. Because Adar, that one guy that we had, was getting cute, you know, and he didn't want to pray anymore, and he was going into the real estate, and so I said, look, I'm going to Israel, I'm going to go see if I can find one. I called up Yechezkel, to be honest. Yechezkel, I'm going to Israel, we need a Hazan in Florida. He said, okay, I'll give you three names that are very, very good. Listen to them and see if you can use them. So I made an appointment with them. They came to the hotel, and they
in Israel.
Performed in Israel.
Wow.
And they were all good. But there was something about their delivery, about their... It wasn't real Halabi. It wasn't, you know...
Is this guy closer to the real Halabi?
The one that we have? Let me tell you something. So, I didn't like him. I came back... And when we were in Florence, somebody told me, he said, you know, there's a guy in Jersey, young guy, and he was very good. He was there for the holidays, and he was very good. I said, okay. I called him up. He sent me a CD. It was okay, but you can't tell from the CD. I said, okay, I want you to come down. Come down, you'll pay 1 week, 2 weeks. We'll see. Are you interested? Because I'm very interested.
He's married already?
Married, I think he had two kids, now he has four kids. He came down. He says, what do you want me to pray? I said, I want you to pray Halabi. You know how to pray Halabi, real Halabi? He says, I know, perfect. I said, okay, pray. Better if you prayed. I said, okay. I told him exactly what we wanted, you know.
What did you say exactly when you said that? You gave him the tunes?
No. Yeah, I told him, I want you to say pieces that the Kahal knows.
Oh, okay. So you listed him which songs, did you?
And went over what he was going to sing. And they liked him. They hired him. But even he, every once in a while, he goes off, you know, and he wants to, especially when somebody important comes to the shul, he wants to show.
Uh-huh.
And he's there now. He's got to be there over 5 years. He is the happiest Hazan in the world. He really is. He doesn't make a lot of money.
No. No? I dar made a lot of money, no?
No.
It's enough. It's a supportive.
He's living on it.
Yeah.
He's making approximately with the health insurance and everything, maybe $120,000. You can live on that, you know, if you're not a guy that's going to spend money running around.
A normal person could live on that, yeah.
But they don't appreciate it.
They is your people. Motel, all those guys.
When I hired him, Motel was not on the committee.
No.
So when I hired him, and we said, you know, he's going to have this and this and this. So they said, I don't know what we have to get him for. Because anybody can get up to pray. What do you mean? How's that like that for? I said, you have the Primo Synagogue now in Florida. It's the most beautiful synagogue in Florida. You get the elite from Mexico, from Argentina, from Buenos Aires.
The best in the world.
You get all the expensive, the rich people coming. You're coming here.
Right.
You want to get somebody that's just going to go up there and pray like that?
You need the best that money could buy.
You're right. You're going to get somebody that...
Even if... You need the best money can buy, even if the people don't understand everything. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the logic behind all this.
He's so good. It's a pleasure to listen to him.
Oh, all right. This is the first time hearing about him, so... So his name is Chen, right?
Jonathan.
Chen. All right. So what was we were talking about? How the younger crowd doesn't appreciate it as much, but then again, at the same time, you will see a lot of enthusiasts of Chazanut floating around. There's a lot of them. There's not just a few. I'm not in the community that much to see it, but I know they exist in terms of people who follow other Chazanim well, you know? My website has a lot of people that sit there and learn all the time. You know, they're out there. They're probably not in the same location, but they're all on their own, clicking a lot of different things. I don't think you have a lot of Joey Moseris out there, but there's a lot of simple people that are trying to learn something, you know? Now, someone like Joey, for example, he's tied down with what he has to do in the real world, right? So that's hard for him because he very well could be the one training the next future Chazanim, right? So he can't do that. The only one I see doing that right now is Mustachi. He's the only one.
He's on holiday.
He's, I don't know what he is. What is he? Is he
Shami?
Yerushalmi? That he's the only one that's sort of working with people.
Yeah.
From week to week, he has bakashot.
Yeah.
He has bakashot at Rabbi Eli Mentor Shul every Shabbat for like the past 2 years, I think. And he gets a big crowd. He gets a nice following. Maybe 40 people every Shabbat come,
you know,
for bakashot.
I think Joey sent me a YouTube bakashot by Ades.
Yeah,
did
that
you
was
see that?
From the '70s. I saw. Yeah.
Did you see it? Unbelievable. Huh?
Yeah, that's good. I saw it just 3 days ago.
Unbelievable.
So Ades is Yerushalmi, no? Is it Halabi or Yerushalmi or both?
Halabi. The king's Ades is Halabi.
But Mustachi probably learned from Ades.
Yeah.
So what would that make him?
But he learned, but you see, that what they learned Bakashot. Bakashot is different than getting up to pray.
Yeah.
If you listen to Habusha, I don't enjoy his prayers.
Yeah.
I heard him a couple of times. I don't enjoy his prayers. But he's got a beautiful voice.
He's
very knowledgeable.
He's pretty good, yeah. The thing is, I don't know, I don't think the Halabi way is going strong. If anything, it's fading, and the Yerushalmi way, only because
all the Chazanim, are from
all the Chazanim that we have are from the Adeshul.
Yeah.
It's nothing, it's nobody's fault.
There's
it's
one
just the way it is.
There's one person that I heard in Jersey that's real Halabi, young man. His name is Michael Safter. He's on the, he's on the forum. I
is
think.
He, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the forum now.
He's good.
He's one of the young guys that really picked it up. Unbelievable.
Where in Jersey? Cedar Avenue?
He prays now. Now he prays. I think he's a main Hazan in Lawnside. Nothing. Park Avenue.
Park. Okay.
Avenue.
So he's good. You ever hear of Victor Entebbe?
Yeah.
He's powerful. Powerful voice.
Powerful voice, yeah. But you know who would have been the best Hazan? If he went really wanted to at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's a, like you said, he was a joker.
He has a tenor voice, and he gets up there and he prays and his voice comes out. This the Hazan that we have here is you know, he's afraid to the only time he really lets loose is when he says the Havdalah.
Right, but Adar sometimes does cuckoo things. He says cuckoo things. He won't shake your hand in the morning because he didn't wash it, maybe. He has the Mejnun idea.
It wasn't that religious. It's not a,
there was one time I remember.
Is he praying now?
No.
I'm not going to believe it.
Is he praying somewhere?
Yeah.
Is he Chazan somewhere?
Ashkenaz.
Why? Why did he do that to himself? He's Chazan there?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
He says he's bringing us from Israel.
That's why. That's
his brother. He has a brother. He's a Hazan.
Is he half Ashkenaz at least?
Huh?
Is he at least half Ashkenaz? Is he?
No,
nothing. That's unusual. Remember the last time I went to Florida? The last time I went to Florida was 5 years ago. I wasn't in Turnberry for 5 years. And Adar was Chazan for Parashat Ki Tisa. Right? Hajaz. So, me and you were there. I think we were maybe sitting next to each other or something. And he did Siga that week. And we asked, I don't know, somebody else asked him, why did you do Siga this week? It's Makam Hajaz. What are you doing? You just changed the rules just because you feel like it? So he said, Hashem came to me last night in my dream and told me to do Makam Siga today, not to do Hajaz today. And I heard that. I was like, this guy is
See, a lot of guys that came in, we have the Halabi, I have a person, it's certain rules, unwritten rules that we follow.
Right.
Like this guy, Michael Safty. He was praying. I went to listen to him when my granddaughter got engaged in Jersey. I went to listen to him. He's praying. He's saying Saba, and all of a sudden, in one of the pieces, he uses a so I went over and I said, my concert, why would you use that piece? You know that piece is only for two response. Only the job. He said, I know, but there's not any other piece. I said, you have to learn something. There are certain pieces
only
that you're only saying for that.
Not allowed to say.
Like body or high. You don't say body or high during the year. You only say it on Lagla Omer. Certain pieces, you know, it's unwritten law that this is what we do.
Right. If you break that law, you look like complete idiot, basically.
Like we had one guy that got up to pray, and he said for Umasraim, he said that, Israel, Yael, Tanu, Amonai, Elo. I said, why do you say that melody? Why can't I say it? I said, no, you can't say it. You only say that at the end of a holiday.
Right.
It's the only time you say it.
Right.
He said, they don't know.
That's not written. No one tells them.
I see it many times, but if he's going to pray, you know, he comes over and says, can you put some account today? Do I have to do anything special?
Yeah.
You know?
Why, he didn't know at first? No. Begin with?
They don't know. They come over here, they don't know. That's one thing they don't teach them. You know?
Right.
And the Haladim is only one of many Sephardim. They all pray differently.
They all pray differently.
The Yemenites, the Moroccans, the Bukhari, they all pray differently.
I don't know what the Shamis or the Lebanese do, but
they have different pieces, especially on the holidays.
They do have separate pieces.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody representing them on our books, our forums, you know?
I don't think so, no.
Nobody represents them.
I'll tell you, it gives Joey credit, you know, to say that we have to follow Asha, you know? And I remember I was given a book by Amarik about, it was only 1 year's list of Ashar. I used to follow it very, very often, the pieces that he used to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense so many times. Why is he saying this? Oh, that's why he's saying it.
Research. And you have to research.
I have to research.
Do you still have any of those?
Follow.
Do you still have any Ashar calendars? Let's say this year you made the Bet Torah calendar. How did you know what to do?
From
what material?
First of all, we have a guy by the name of Sheldon Goldman.
Yeah.
He has the last 20 years of calendars.
Okay.
And he looks back to see what we did similar. You know, if the weeks come out at the same time, you know, he knows what to do. And he gives me these lists. It's okay. Kathy, he sees the list. You go over it, see what you want to change.
Okay.
And I changed many of them, you know. But before I do, I call up Joey. We get together. Joey, I said, let's go.
You didn't get together. You called him, right?
I called him.
Yeah, because...
We're on the phone. We're on the phone maybe a half hour, an hour sometimes, you know.
Right.
We talk about different things.
Right.
And, but, you know, you have to change many times.
Do you still have those archives? Because we have on the website 3 years.
Yeah.
And
I have one of them.
You have one of the three?
One of those three, yeah.
Is it one of the three that I don't have, or do you remember? Because I'm missing one of them.
1939, over here.
Because that's just the recipe of making those lists, you know? He gave this to you personally?
Yeah, on the front.
No, Amirik. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I wonder if my grandfather got one of these. You're missing Bereshit.
No, it's there someplace. I'm sure.
Here it is. Tavshin.
Tavshin, what year? I think it tells you what year in English, doesn't it?
No. Let me look in the front of this book here. Presented Cantor Isaac Abbas, 1939 to 1940. This is the last year of his life, this one. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So he passed away probably a long time ago, right?
Amadik passed away, I would say, about 18 years ago.
Right. So I have this list, sort of, on the website, just handwritten by my grandfather, Gabriel.
His brother used to pray with us in Cedar Avenue. Your line.
Yeah. Did he know anything? Or?
He remembers his father, you know. I prayed one day, he said, you know, Candy, he says, you sounded just like my father. I said, you know, that's the biggest compliment I ever got.
Right. So I have a handwritten, my grandfather didn't get this list here, so he read handwritten this year's stuff. So he basically distributed this stuff?
No, he gave it
his
to me.
His son distributed it?
No, he gave it to me.
Yeah, Ameri.
Ameri, yeah.
That's the grandson, right?
No, the son.
The son. Okay. So there was a time where this was being distributed to select people, you're saying? Or you, just...
Maybe he didn't. I don't know anybody else that got one like you don't.
Right. Because they're floating around to some extent.
I used to ask, in fact, that one of the songs that his father wrote for his brother, Sayer, you know?
Yeah.
I went over to Sayer.
Did he know
it?
You didn't know.
Sayer. I said, how does this go? He says, I don't know. You don't know.
You know, let me tell you, I don't. I've been seeing what's going on in the community. Let's just say it doesn't transfer from father to son. Not even close. My family, in Gabriel Shrem's family, the closest we have to Gabriel Shrem is Sol Hasun, a nephew. Sol Hasun, you know Sol Hasun.
Yeah, he's a
so he's a nephew.
He's a Hazan, right?
Yeah. That's the closest we have. He's very good. I think he's pretty good. He's in the MU Oshu.
I like it very much.
Yeah. And he probably learned a little bit from... and you have A.B. Shrem, that's also a nephew. Sol Hasun is actually a great nephew, I think. Yeah. I come way later in the line, maybe the last...
I met him, he was praying by Rabbi Barry in Jersey.
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps he's there. Is he still there? I'm not sure. But yeah, he used to work at Sephardic a little bit here and there. But it's not a family thing. It's just whoever likes it jumps into the idea.
The towels, Mo Towel, his brother Isaac Towel, and Adretto Wheel.
Those three.
These three guys. I was, you know, Mo Towel, I mean, I've had so many disagreements with him, you know, over the years. But we're still friends, and we still talk to each other. And he was going to have a meeting with the rabbi. So the rabbi calls me up, he says, please, Mr. Cabasso, this is in Florida, he says, please, Mr. Cabasso, he says, Mo Towel wants to have a meeting with me, he says, please, I want you to come. I says, did Mo ask you to ask me? He says, no, but I want you to come. I said, okay. So he went up to the library, we sat down, and he was telling him all about the Hazanu, and he was telling about the, what we should do, and how you should go along with it, So he says, so the rabbi says, well, what do you think, Mr. Kibbe? I says, look, rabbi, I says, I'm going to tell you one thing. I said, when I was in my teens, 16, 17, 18 years old, I always enjoyed Pizmonim because my father always taught me Pizmonim. But I belonged to this B'nai Magen David, and in B'nai Magen David, they had Adretto Wheel, who was the Hazan. And on the high holy days, Yomim Noraim, Mo Towel and his brother Isaac Towel, who was my brother-in-law, the three of them ran the whole prayer. And till today, I have never heard a prayer like it was in those days. These people were the most unbelievable Hazanim I ever heard. Well, listen, but I never praised him like I praised him then. Mm-hmm. But it was true. The three of them were absolutely magnificent. And I used to get such tremendous hana'ah mm-hmm. just listening to them.
Okay. You know?
But none of their kids.
Okay, let's see. Most of them are girls, that's why also.
There's only one guy, David Towell.
Yeah.
His grandson gets up, he helps him in the prayers on the holidays, he reads Sefer Torah.
David Towell, isn't that the one that we know?
He's a lawyer. No, he's a lawyer.
Who was the one that came recording with us in August?
That's a different Towell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Also David, right?
Yeah. I don't think they're related.
No. So in my family, the Shrem family, there's almost
nobody.
Almost nobody. It's a shame. I'm the only one who puts it back to life, you know? But otherwise, it's hard. There's a lot of women in the family. And my grandma Florence is pretty good. She like basically forces it onto you, you know? She gave me the tapes. She made me learn them all, whatever. But otherwise, it's like a desert, you know?
I'd like to make a recording. I think there's about 3 or 4 Kaddish that I use that I know for Noah. Because in the old days, they always played Noah on Friday night.
So it accumulated.
There was always Noah Kaddish, you know, that the Hazamim used to say.
Right.
And so 2 weeks ago, I was with the Hazan in Florida. He came to my house maybe once every 2 weeks, every 10 days. Mr. Gabasa, can I come up? Can I come up? Just sit and talk, you know. Just go over things, you know. And I told him, I said, but now I said, Hazan always prayed Noah Friday night, always, and it was beautiful. So he comes to me last week. He says, Mr. Gabasa, I prayed now on Friday night. He said, no, Towel came over to me and told me. He says, because I haven't been going on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, I can't leave my wife too long, and and we used to pray in the building. You know? So he says, he really says, I prayed very well. I said, yeah, now it's beautiful. I said, you should always say now it's, because, you know, first of all, you finish Lechadodi. Lechadodi is in Noah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're going into Nawan and to Rust. The Hazanim from Israel, they all go into Rust. What kind of Rust on Friday night? Who prays Rust on Friday night?
Right.
No.
Yes. And Nahawand, I don't even enjoy it that much. Nahawand itself, you know? It's not one of my favorites. Do you want to record those Kaddishes, or?
I'll record them. I'll see if I can remember some of them.
Because we only have a few.
Because I don't know the name of them. So all of a sudden it comes to me as, oh, I remember that one. It's amazing how you have recollection of certain things. Or when you want to remember them, you can't remember them.
Right.
But all of a sudden it will come to you.
Yeah, I have a recorder. Do you have a Sidur?
Yeah.
How many do you think we still have?
What?
Of Kaddishes.
In Noah?
Yeah.
Three of them I know of. Maybe more, I don't know. No, three of them. And Jojo Franco is the funniest. His father used to say one Kaddish. You know, and I can't remember how it starts, so he has to start it for me.
Right. It was good. Last year we had, we got all the heavy Naktisach down, remember? We did all those hard Naktisach.
Yeah.
So now we could do a couple. That was a good collection we made up over there.
They don't use them. Hazan in Florida doesn't use them.
It's a unique thing.
It's a thing to use them, you know?
Right.
Because the Kahal doesn't know them. I told them, I said, you know, you have to get one guy.
One or two.
One or two guys.
Yeah.
Stand with you. And
support.
This way, if you're doing it that way, the Kahal will accept it.
Right.
You know,
it's
amazing.
Right.
It's all psychological.
Right. Yeah.
If you said it alone, you know.
You look like you're too big for them. Too.
Exactly.
It looks like a Broadway show better.
I mean,
when you have three other people next to you.
Right. 2 weeks ago, he prayed. It was a beautiful prayer. And Sokna comes in and says, "What kind of prayer is that? What kind of prayer is the guy? What are you doing? What kind of prayer is that?" I says, "It was Purim." I says, "He said all the pieces are Purim." "But how I know that?" I says, "Look," I says, "because you didn't learn them, that doesn't mean that's not right." I says, "He said them all."
Right.
I says, "You don't know." I said, "Well, you're complaining about." I says, "What is the name? You know what the hell to say?" I says, "You have to learn all the Pismonim for Purim.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd appreciate it."
That's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot being lost with some of these people.
A lot. I think my father used to say this. V'itkadash sheme rabba.
Now which tune is it? Do you remember the Pizmon?
There's another one. Itkadam v'itkadash sheme rabba. Do you remember that one? Never heard of it. So the last part is Chayechon ubiyomechon Chayedechon Bet Yisrael Ba'agala ubezman karib Bimru amin.
You want to record them?
No.
No?
Not now.
All right.
I'll try to do it.
So if you have your own recorder, you could make your own collection up, and anything you give me, I'll put onto the site. You'll just hold it on the site for me, and then when I come back to Brooklyn or Deal or whatever, you'll just give me the recorder. I think I could use a wire or something to connect it.
I think I have something similar to that.
I think you've done it in the past, right?
Yeah, I did it with David. Someplace I don't know where it is, David.
Here, put this back.
This closet has to be... I don't want to say it's my junk closet, but...
Here, put this one back. Looks so organized to me.
But you have this book, don't you? I know you have this book. Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, I have it, but you have it in great condition here. Wow, this is great condition. You keep it really well over here.
Now, there's many songs in there.
Yeah, I know.
That are not in the red book.
I know. What should we do about that? Should we include this in the manuscript section that I was talking about? Remember that manuscript section that I said will be the older stuff? So stuff that's in here that we don't have, that'll be the first thing to be included. That's why we need such a section.
I have a good...
By the Halil, did you know?
Yeah. What's his name? He came out with a very good book, you know, this Batesh, Eddie Batesh.
What, Eddie Batesh? Sidur?
Yeah. Very nice Sidur.
Where did Eddie Batesh come out with the Sidur?
He wanted us to make a book.
What is this?
Very, very comfortable reading, you know. It's very clear, very...
Okay, so this is the Orot company. You know the Orot, the Kol Sason
yeah,
book?
Right. Very clear. It's nice.
Harry
Bittes. He's married to Mac Towell's daughter.
Yes, yes. I think I'm related to him.
He's not very well liked. He's very unconscious.
He is who he is, right?
Yeah.
I think he's my fourth or fifth cousin like that.
Oh, yeah.
We have the same last name, and I think my family could track down how we're related. But Kaby, he's very well liked in the Hasidic crowd, no?
Yeah.
Very well liked.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to Israel and you mention the last name Bittes,
yeah,
all of a sudden they treat you like a king, you know? Alright, so you put that book back.
Anyway.
So all in all, what do you think the future of the website holds?
We just
wait for them to come to us, basically.
There'll always be people that are going to be interested, you know, young people.
I think more and more. I think it's a trend that more and more people. Let me tell you something. So, I'm not a Syrian Jew. I was born in Brooklyn, let's say, right? So a lot of us basically feel that we need something to connect us to that whole heritage. So I think a lot of, you know, people like me say this is all we have to connect us. And I think that's their motive of learning, because it feels like you're connecting directly, you know, directly to what was done. There's not much you could do to connect other than learn Arabic, and none of us can even visit there, you know. So I think that's where the people are developing the interest.
The only reason that it came back now is 20, 30 years is because of this new group that came from Halab.
That group?
That group, and there was another group before that also came. You know,
and
the Egyptians,
you're always good at. You know? And the Musashi.
Otherwise, it's dying. It's all dying.
No, the mainstream Syrians, it's dying, yeah. The mainstream ones, you know, the ones that live in the fancy cars and the East Fourth, it's dying with them for sure. Most people are.
They're not interested in this thing.
It's not that they're not interested, they're just interested in different things. And
I talked to some of these people that they broke away from at the regular minyan on Friday night and they made their own minyan.
Betorah?
Betorah. You know, there's two minyan now, almost side by side at the same time. And I speak to her every once in a while. I speak to her. I said, I don't understand. I said, you're listening to a great Hazan, beautiful voice. The prayers are beautiful on Friday night. You want the Shabbat is coming. You want to have something to give you the incentive of enjoying Shabbat. And you go and you pray in a minyan that does not have a Hazan, that finishes praying in 20 minutes. I says, what kind of... Why would you want to go that way? I don't understand. And the difference between your minyan and our minyan is maybe 10 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I says, for that 10 minutes, you're giving up something that you can enjoy, that you can sit and enjoy. No, I don't know. Friday night, I can't. I can't. I don't have the patience to listen to that.
Yeah.
I can't listen to it. I want to pray and go home, and I want to eat supper, and I want to...
Mm-hmm. There's people like that. What could you say? You know?
There's a lot of people like that.
I think it gets balanced out with the people who aren't like that also, you know? There's a whole scale of people here, and then there's another scale of people there. It's just, there's always going to be people like that, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait to get back. So if I go on Friday night, which I haven't been going too often.
Where are you going to go Friday night? Haber?
I pray at home. You know?
Home here?
Because the girl that I have doesn't stay, you know, in the summertime, the springtime, Shabbat is not till 7 o'clock, you know? And My wife, first of all, wants to eat at 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. You got to go along with her. You can't fight her. She's not in a position to.
Do you have family that come here with you?
No.
To eat dinner?
No.
No, they don't come. You
know? Marilyn is the only one that comes on Friday, and sometimes she'll come. You know.
Who's that?
You hear that?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you a story.
Funny.
It's a cell phone. When I get a message, I get that sound. When they got me the phone, my kid, Marilyn, says, we're getting you the iPhone. I said, no, please don't. I reach out. I have my phone. All I want is, we all have the iPhone. And
everyone
we
has the iPhone.
Have it so we can communicate with one another. I said, I really don't want it. No. No, you have to have it for your birthday. We're buying it for you.
That's phone out,
okay.
Right?
So they bought it for me. So
you like it?
I'm in the house. Yeah, I love it.
It's the best phone in the world.
I'm in the house, and all of a sudden I hear. I said, Claire, it's like a bird in the house. I can't find a bird. Next day, I hear it again. I don't get too many messages.
You didn't know. You didn't know what it was?
I didn't know what it was. In the 4 or 5 days, I said, now I know what it is.
You really thought it was a bird, right?
I swear. My wife and I were looking all over the house trying to find it. You've been chosen to win a $1,000.
Oh, good, right?
Gift card. But only the first 1,000 users that enter code 7777 at http dash.
That's your text message?
Warm. Can you imagine?
That's great. Wow. Oh, as I sing.
Yes. And I have to, I'm learning now to make the text message, you know. And not only that, what I was doing when I was in Florida, my girls are always telling me, you know, call us up and let us know how she's doing, how mom's doing, you know. So every morning I used to send them an email. I used to send them a message. And I used to send it to my four daughters.
The same time.
Same time, you know, I could put it all on one.
Mm-hmm.
You have one of these?
Not that, I have the iPad. You know what the iPad is?
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
It has a Kindle in it also?
It has a Kindle in it. It's like the size of the paper, you know? And you just have fun on the iPad. I love it. Best thing. Best invention of the last 10 years for sure.
But, This is great. This is unbelievable. And I have a website here called Yalla. You ever hear it?
No.
Yalla. Is it Yalla over here?
Okay. And what does it do?
Yalla. Go on to it.
Music? Arabic music?
Listen. What do you want to listen to?
I don't know. This is an app. Maybe I can get it too.
Yeah, it's an app.
Yalla.
That's the video first version of Amazon Milkshake Fix. Now, let me see my video. No, we don't want the video. Here's the sound. I don't even want this.
Yeah. Maybe press the X.
I don't know. Display this around the next launch display again. No, thanks. Here.
Okay.
These are all albums. These are all singers, new singers are coming up. Shireen, Wild, Kassar, Alyssa, Hazan. Also has...
Anything good?
You go all the way down. Yeah, every once in a while. I have, what's her name? Then you're from different places, Lebanon, Egypt, Amr Diyar, was it Firuz? You have a Firuz?
No.
You never heard of Firuz?
No. I don't know much. Days. I don't know anything about... The culture.
You have George Wasouf also is very good. There's somebody singing on Khartoum. So you go into.
So press that one.
Khartoum. These are all the different best of on Khartoum.
Okay. And you listen to it? You can listen to it right there?
Yeah. Here's all the different songs. Ahl al Hawa. A beautiful song.
Nice. And then what happens when the song is finished? You can go to another song?
Go to another song. You press it. You go back. The difference. I'm asking to your daughter.
Nice.
This is I'm saying.
Is this app for free? Or you pay a little bit?
Free. Free. This is a very pretty song.
Any songs that we have people into? Of course, right?
Just say, oh, no, this song. Very pretty song.
I'm gonna get this. Let me go back. I just want to see how to get it. I'm going to see what the app is. It's the
yellow.
Okay. I want to see how it spells it. Y-A-L-A. What now?
Y-A-L-A.
Okay. So I'll look for it. Who found this for you? Your daughter?
My grandson.
Okay, good. How are your other grandkids doing? Svi, I didn't hear from him in a long time. Svi.
He's still in
Boston. Yeah.
I think it's his last year.
He likes it? Svi, yeah. I was the one to host him the first 2 weeks of his stay there. That's what I hosted him the first 2 weeks. Until he found his apartment, yeah.
He's a good boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then I have his brother. His brother is...
Isaac?
Isaac works for... he's got a big promotion.
He's finished school?
Yeah, he's working for... not Goldman Sachs, the other one.
Thinking, nice.
He runs a big company. He's got a big promotion.
Nice. Isaac Jonas.
His youngest son now is in Israel.
The youngest Jonas boy is in Israel.
In Israel. He's going to on an internship. He called me up last week. He FaceTimed me.
Oh, yeah. He was able to see you?
FaceTime on the iPad?
I don't know. I am not... Probably it has it, but I didn't do it yet. I'm not sure how to do it.
Can you imagine? I'm talking to my grandson in Israel. He sees me, I see him, we're talking like Skype.
Who organized it for you?
No, it's on. Whenever you go on contact. Yeah. So you go on contact, you got all the names, right? You're David Batesh.
Yeah. So,
how would you send message, share contact, add to favorites, or FaceTime?
So FaceTime is a thing, can you press it?
Press it. But you don't have FaceTime.
No, I don't.
So it's not going to come out.
So it's not.
But
how do I get it? Only the iPhone. That's it.
The iPhone, yeah.
And then does it have a camera that shows you?
It has a camera.
And you see him?
Yeah.
Okay, so only the phone.
And you talk to them like you're talking to them.
It's easy, right?
Wow. And then I have Siri.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's good.
That's great.
Show me that one.
The press department.
Siri.
How can I help you? Can you call David Batesh for me? Call David Batesh.
Sorry, I couldn't do it. Could you try it again, please?
You would have to say call David.
On my contact, call David Batesh.
Does it usually work?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't understand. Usually work, yeah?
Yes. Call Eli Cavazzo.
Searching the web. Let's take a look.
So does it usually work?
Yeah. If you ask, yeah, like, forget about it. If I want to go to, I asked today, I asked him, where is the closest Bank of America?
Oh.
She comes back, she says, I have six of them in your area.
Nice.
And they printed it out for me.
Nice.
She says, I'll look to see which is the closest one.
So that's Siri.
All right, Caroline says, call me at 2 o'clock.
For what?
Just to remind me of something.
Oh. So that's the reason I should get an iPhone at some point. And this stuff gets better and better by the year, right?
Yeah. And the pictures that they come out with is unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
They, where's the camera? Oh, wait, the photos.
You could take pictures also.
Photos,
so it's a regular photos. Camera.
Take the photos. Like the, I guess the iPod also, I'm sure, has it. My great grandson. The dentist chair.
Nice.
He got the thing on his neck.
Hey. Ah.
And it also takes videos. I was playing golf. I took my friend. He's an unbelievable player, but his form is lousy. Watch.
Who's that?
David had it.
Oh.
So I show it to him. I said, David, this is your
that's your form. Swing,
your form. He said, ooh, I look terrible.
All right, very good. So I'm going to borrow this for one night, right? When are you available tomorrow morning for me to drop this off?
You can drop it off any time.
All right, but you'll be home during the day?
I should be home. Call me.
All right, because you know what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to, you just like I have the manuscripts on the site, I'm going to post all of these up. And I'm sure each of these songs correspond to a song in the Red Book, right?
Yeah. But
very few that were left.
You should find out if you
from Joey.
Find out from Joey to call up one of the ashes and to find out whether you can use it.
Oh no! You can't ask. You can't. None of them is alive.
Maybe you can get all of them.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would ask them.
Yeah.
Here on this book over here, it says we have full rights and permission to use all the stuff to Asher. Right here. We have full rights, free rights to do whatever we want with it, basically. Right?
So how did you get it?
It says it in the book.
Yeah. Grateful.
My grandfather worked hard to get permission to make this book. Uh-huh. It's not just, if it weren't for the permission, we wouldn't be allowed to print any of his songs. But yeah, I'll search around. Whenever I talk to Asher boys, the younger guys, they don't know anything. I know more than them. And they're not a full connection to their great grandfather or whatever. So Joey's the best.
But there's one of the, I think it's Eli Asher's son.
Eli's son?
That has control of everything.
Oh, okay. So if that's the case, then there's somebody to go to. Eli Asher's son. Do you have his first name or no? Can we guess
Morris.
It? Probably Morris. This is not the reader, the Torah reader guy, right?
No.
This is the first cousin of the Torah reader. All right, I'll look him up.
Do you like the way he reads?
I like the way he reads, yes. He's very perfect with his pronunciation. But he's a classic, you know?
Yeah, he's classic.
Classic.
Nice man, very nice man.
He's a community treasure, that guy. He's like a classic, everyone remembers when they see him read the Misha Beras and everything. All right. All right, good to see you. Yeah. And that's it. I'm so. It's too bad that I have to be like this, so in and out of the community. How do I find time? Well, I make time. It's an important project. Yeah. So. It doesn't stress me out, and it's not hard. And this is not necessarily hard stuff. This is just different stuff. You know, it's like a hobby. It doesn't take mental work, but as long as I'm doing okay in school, I don't have to worry about what I do in my free time, you know? When I'm in trouble in school, I do have to walk away from this a little bit. So it's not like, it's funny, out of all the people who's doing this stuff, it's me who is not even in New York that much, you know? I have to make special appointments when I'm in New York to find the right people, to see that people.
Talking about the Cairo Genizah.
Yeah, what do they say? Right? You read a novel about it?
I read a book about the sacred trash, it was called.
Right.
Very, very interesting about the whole history and it was written so interesting, you know?
Nice.
Sometimes you read about these things, you know, they're
not interesting.
It was very, very interesting.
Do you get it from the library or something?
My son-in-law gave it to me.
Okay. The doctor, okay.
He reads a lot of books.
He lent it to you.
Dad, you gotta read this. It's great.
All right.
Okay, Dave.
You enjoy the forum from time to time?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I go.
You know, I cause so much fights on that forum half the time. You know, sometimes I get bored and I want to see what my friends have to say about certain topics, and then I basically.
But Joey is unbelievable.
Joey. He controls us.
Where he gets his information from?
Yeah, he's very smart. He knows all of us, more than all of us combined, probably, you know? All right, so I'll be back tomorrow to drop off this stuff. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Good
seeing you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Yeah, my mom sends regards, by the way. All right, see you later. That was the end of Cabby's meeting with me, March 15th, 2012.